MacDonald Observatory was one of the few observatories in the world that continued its research throughout the COVID pandemic. To keep visitors safe, though, we had to pause our public programs. That chopped our income from ticket fees and gift shop sales, which helped support Stardate Radio. Consider supporting Stardate through an online contribution today. Details at stardate.org. Stardate, August 9th. The South Pole is high, dry, and cold. It sits about 2 miles high, and it gets only 2 or 3 inches of snow per year. The humidity is near zero, and the average temperature is more than 50 below. That makes it a tough place to live, but a great spot for studying the universe. Telescopes work best under high, dry skies, where there's little air or water vapor to interfere with the view. In fact, two major observatories operate at the South Pole all year long. One of them looks up into the sky, while the other looks down through the solid Earth. The South Pole telescope watches the universe at radio wavelengths. Among other projects, it's looking for evidence of dark energy. Dark energy appears to account for most of the stuff that makes up the universe. So far, though, scientists can't explain it. An observatory known as Ice Cube looks for evidence of neutrinos, particles that almost never interact with other forms of matter. They're of interest because they're produced by exploding stars and other powerful events. Ice Cube consists of thousands of light detectors buried a mile deep in the ice. When a neutrino strikes a particle of other matter, it produces a flash of light. Neutrinos pass all the way through Earth, so Ice Cube uses the planet to screen out other signals. Several scientists and engineers spend the long, dark winter at the pole to help keep these special eyes focused on the universe. You can find out how to subscribe to our daily program at stardate.org. For the MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.